With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein. A Japanese-American from Louisiana visited Fresno for the first time in 78 years Tuesday to see where his family had to report after President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066. FM89's Laura Sutsui has more.
Walter Imahara is 82. The last time he was in Fresno, it was 1942, and what is now the Fresno Fairgrounds was the Fresno Assembly Center. It's where Japanese Americans from around the state arrived before being transported to internment camps.
My mother is Irene Etsuko. My sister, James M. Imahara, is my father.
In honor of those interned, there's now a memorial bearing the names of those who came through the Fresno Center, including six of Imahara's siblings and parents.
And Walter at the top.
The family came from Sacramento, per Roosevelt's executive order. Walter was four, and his mother gave birth to her seventh child in Fresno. Imahara says his father had to go back to the hospital for the birth certificate.
And the people said, we don't know what to put in as citizenship. My father says, well, you put USA. And the hospital people said, yeah, but we're at war with Japan. We said, we got nothing to do with that. And you're in camp. You have nothing to do with it. He's a US citizen. You put down. So they finally issued a birth certificate.
Imahara came here with his wife after a Clovis woman he met in Louisiana urged him to visit. The group toured the memorial and a museum at the fairgrounds that includes artifacts from the camps and also highlights the contributions of Japanese Americans in the Central Valley. Staring at his family's names listed on the memorial, Imahara just shook his head.
Wow, no comment.
Well, too emotional.
Yeah, wow.
He took a picture with his phone and walked away before coming back to look at it one more time. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Sutsui.